One summer evening, I found a little bug tied to a willow tree within a rocky cove, its usual home straight. I unloosed her chain and stepping in, pushed from the shore. It was an act of stealth, a troubled pleasure, no, without the voice of mountain echoes did my boat move on, leaving behind her still on either side. Small circles glittering idly in the moon until they melted all into one track of sparkling light. But now, like one who rose, proud of his skill to reach a chosen point, with an unswerving line I fixed my view upon the summit of a craggy ridge. The horizon's utmost boundary far above was nothing but the stars and the gray sky. She was an elfin pinnace lustily. I dipped my oars into the silent lake as I rose upon the stroke of my boat, heaving through the water like a swan. From behind that craggy steep silhouette, the horizon's bound, a huge peak black and huge. Huge, as if with voluntary power instinct, a prayer in his head I struck and struck again. Growing still in stature, the grim shape towered up between me and the stars, and still, for so it seemed, of purpose of its own, in measured motion, like a living thing, strode after me with trembling oars I turned, and through the silent water stole